What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Radio you can touch.
That can only mean one thing.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
You seem to know all the players in this poorly acted farce. What do they call that one?
Bob Lutz.
I've known you your entire life. There's no one who knows less about football.
Jeff Lutz.
I think every bowl game from now on should be named after something you can put in a bowl. Like raisins. The Orange Bowl's fine. Sugar Bowl's okay. But no Tax Slayer Bowl. You can't put that in a bowl. You can envision a bowl of raisins.
You call yourself a man. I wait for you.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz co-hosting. Max Power is back in the studio producing and engineering. 869-1240 is the phone number. I got to come up with some other way of introduction to the show. I'm
like
starting
what?
To get tired of that.
What do you mean?
What do you suggest?
A new song?
Hey, everybody, I'm Bob. That's Jeff.
I don't care what you do.
Over there. Here we are.
I don't think people care.
1240 is the phone number that you can call to reach
us. These are such trivial matters for me that...
This is why I've...
Kind of like Duda.
This is why I've skyrocketed so far in the radio world.
Why?
Because I think about things
kind of riding coattails of others, or...
No?
No. Oh.
That's what you do.
No, please.
Oh, my God. If you knew how many people...
How many?
...come up to me and
say... Why would they come up to you?
Why is Jeff on the show?
How many?
Oh, countless. I couldn't count them all.
Well, try next time.
So the Royals have added a couple players just while we've been on today.
One and a half.
Reliever Lucas Ursig out of the Oakland Athletics and Paul DeJong, utility... infielder from the White Sox. DeJong will be in uniform for the Royals tonight in Chicago against the White Sox.
You would assume so, yes.
How about that?
Changing dugouts.
He's got to be relieved. I would like to add that Ursig guy. He throws really hard. He's got a lot of control. It's through 2030. This guy he's 29. He got a late start. He was a hitter. And then he transitioned to pitching, and he's picking it up. This guy is dangerous. I'm looking forward to seeing what the Royals had to give up to get him.
I don't know who they gave. I know the players they gave up. I don't know if they mean anything.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. I don't know what their prospect status is. They gave up like three or four players. Barnett, Will Klein, and Jared Dickey.
Well, that's why you asked me.
Well, I'm asking you. And you would think you would know, but you don't. You're looking it up.
Yeah, I'm looking it up. Who are they again?
Mason Barnett.
Number four prospect.
Will Klein.
Barnett's going to be the headliner. Will Klein, number 18.
And Jared Dickey.
He is not amongst the top 30, but they did give up their number four prospect, Mason Barnett, who's a 23-year-old right-hander. And the Royals don't have a great system, but this guy is pretty good.
All right.
Did he pitch for Northwest Arkansas?
Maybe.
He's with Northwest Arkansas. This year, 5-6 with a 4.91 earned run average. But he strikes out some guys. 109 in 91 and two-third innings.
That's pretty much every pitcher in the Texas League. A lot of strikeouts, but a terrible ERA is kind of what I've noticed.
Yeah, that's so hard to evaluate. That's why all this analytics stuff has come into play.
Right. Because you want to be able to measure every possible thing.
Because people don't evaluate the way I did back in the day.
Oh, you looked at ERA and you knew.
I just look at a guy.
Well, that's a dumb way to do it.
I just look at a guy and I can almost tell you where they're going to be.
Excellent.
Here's Darrell Reeves. We're going to talk some NBC World Series. He's the manager of the GPS Legends. They are advancing into bracket play. Hey, Darrell, how are you? Thanks for being on with us. It's Bob and Jeff.
Hey, doing well. Appreciate you having me.
You bet. So you guys, out of nowhere, I guess, we found out that you have Brett Phillips. You had Brett Phillips on your team. He pitched yesterday. Was hitting 97, and then lo and behold, earlier today the Yankees came in and signed him. What a situation that is! Tell us how that all came about.
Yeah, so our team playing in the local league down there in Round Rock, Texas, suburb of Austin, and you know, as we qualified for this deal, what we've done or we've learned in the past is you better bring some pitching up here, and. And so a few of our guys, whether they're college coaches, shut them down or they shut themselves down for the summer. You know, we're seeking out guys in our area that are still looking for some innings. And he happened to come across our desk. And at first we thought it was, you know, somebody was just being silly about it, you know, because we knew he lived in the area. But then it turns out he was trying to make that transition to a pitcher. And it really ended up providing a great starting point for him. So he was here for the weekend. We had a real early game on Sunday. It's supposed to be 3 a.m. We got into some delays, but there's a couple of those guys, we let them rest, we let them stay at home, and he was getting ready for that game last night.
And what happened? I mean, did he pitch before? It's one game, it kind of goes viral a little bit, and here of all teams comes the New York Yankees. That had to be kind of a whirlwind for everybody.
Man, it was pretty fun for us. You know, number one, the kids in the dugout seeing him, but not only that, but you know, we were kind of going to publicize this as we came up here. Then he actually at the last minute asked us to keep it kind of down low because he thought maybe there was something else in the works because he was going to actually fly out today regardless to a different league. But it turns out because of his performance and the stuff that happened on social media, you know, he got that call right away, and what an opportunity for him. And it was a fun morning, to say the least, you know, getting up, moving around, and all of a sudden he's on the phone and he's just blowing up and, you know, got people saying congratulations and that's awesome, this and that. And then he also got that phone call. So it was a fun time to be around that.
Darrell Reeves, our guest, manager of the GPS Legends out of Round Rock. They are here playing in the NBC World Series, and they have advanced into the bracket play, which starts tomorrow. Brett Phillips, of course, a former big league outfielder, transitioning to pitching and signed today by the Yankees, who are going to put him in their minor league system. The guy throws incredibly hard. We know from seeing him in the big leagues that he's an extremely personable guy. What was it like having him around your players for this brief time?
Yeah, I think you said it perfect right there. He's a very personable guy, charismatic. Interacted well with the kids. Our kids loved it. You know, he was sharing knowledge in the bullpen and in the dugout, and what a blessing it is really for anybody, you know, one to excel in this game. And here you go, you're getting to talk to a big leaguer that's been successful, you know, walk off hits and World Series, stuff like that. And so it's just pretty incredible atmosphere, to say the least.
So since you'll be hanging around and made it to bracket play, what can you tell us about your organization? I know it's a widespread organization. I saw today you have at least one ex-big leaguer, Ryan Longerhans, who helps coach an age division within that organization. So how big is this organization that you guys have put together?
Yeah, I'd say over the last 10, 12 years, this organization has grown exponentially. Do a really good job. It's about people, you know, and people want to succeed for other people, then good things to happen. GPS, the acronym there stands for God Provides Strength. And so we put that throughout our organization. And so we're trying to promote kids. We're trying to promote the game, but also develop those kids to be successful. So we've got, you know, from 9U, 10U to high school level kids, then we've got our collegiate kids. And when you make those type of connections and, you know, you help people out, and when you look for help, oftentimes word of mouth, they're there to support you.
Well, Darrell, we do appreciate you coming on the show today to talk about Brett Phillips and some about your organization. Good luck when bracket play starts tomorrow out at X Stadium. We appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Had a great time here in Kansas, and look forward to coming back.
All right. Thank you, Darrell.
Thank you.
Darrell Reese from GPS Legends. As we get a little update on Brett Phillips, I'd completely lost track of him. I had no idea.
Well, I don't think anybody
he was going to be a pitcher. I had no idea he could throw 97 miles an hour. And I'll say it again, I'm worried that the kid's going to throw his shoulder out because there's a lot of torque that he needs somebody who understands pitching to help him.
Well, he's going to the Yankees
organization. Maybe the Yankees will reach out to me.
I doubt it.
Well, I hope they, you know what I'm saying.
Maybe this clip will get back to him and they'll say, wow, that is revolutionary thinking.
What do you mean?
Whatever you just said.
Is it revolutionary thinking?
I don't think so.
So I put this Bob and Jeff draft from yesterday out there. I knew I wouldn't do well because people are like, I never heard of the Service Auto Glass.
I've heard of them, but...
No, they haven't.
When you put out long ago, like, you might as well have a Arby's team.
What's wrong with you? Say that again.
You might as well have had an Arby's team.
No, it took you 5 minutes to say that.
I don't know. I was trying to think because my game has to do with restaurants, and all the businesses that I could think of were restaurants. So I just ended up saying one of them, and it was pretty embarrassing.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
You might as well have had what other organization? Are there other businesses besides
Most
restaurants?
Most of mine are older franchises. In fact, other than Santa Barbara, I don't think any of them have played in this tournament. Well, Boulder's back.
Well, that might hurt.
But you had is the Seattle Suds Liberal. You picked the Kansas Stars. I'm sure somebody's out there. He said the Kansas Stars, they had Roger Clemens. I'm picking him.
Well, good.
And that's a silly way to look at things. You shouldn't have been allowed to use it.
Did you know Chipper Jones got his last hit here in Wichita?
That's not anything he'll ever tell anybody.
I told him.
When somebody asks Chipper Jones, where'd you get your last hit? You know what he's not going to say?
Atlanta. Wichita. Well, he'd be lying then.
You don't insult a guy like that.
What do you mean?
His last hit is a big league hit.
He didn't have to play here. His last hit came off the Everett Merchants or whoever they were playing.
No, you don't even remember.
Well, that's who they beat in the championship game, I think. Or did they beat Hayes?
No, they didn't beat Hayes.
Are you sure?
At least I don't think so. Now you've got me wondering. I don't think they beat Hayes. But now I'm going to look because...
it was like 2017.
Because that's what I do. They beat the Everett Merchants.
Yeah, I knew they played Hayes in one of those rounds.
Hayes lost in the championship game in 2016 to
Seattle,
Santa Barbara. And Hayes lost in the 2007 championship game
to the Lake Havasu Heat.
Right, you're looking now.
No, I'm not.
Hayes lost in the 2001 championship game.
I don't know that one.
To Anchorage. And Hayes lost in the 95 championship game.
Team USA.
Team USA. And Hayes has lost four times in four championship game appearances.
That hurts. No wins.
Maybe this is their year.
Could be.
And what a way for Frank to go out if it is.
He's not going out yet, is he?
If he wins it, I bet he would. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. We'll win it then.
I'm pulling
Santa Barbara's going to win it.
No, I don't know about that.
I do.
You don't have a clue.
I have a lot of clues.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I don't?
No.
They've won 900 of the last 902 of these.
I would not count it. We're going to take a break now. Jeff has a game. Is Max playing this one?
Of course he's playing this
one. I'll kill him. This was almost repetitive. Me beating Max every Thursday.
Yeah, we'll
every
find out.
Wednesday on the What is today? Every Tuesday.
Whatever today
on
is.
On the show. We are an hour and 40 minutes away from the end of the trade, from the trade deadline. We'll see if the Royals, Cardinals, or the Guardians pull off anything else. We'll keep you up to date. The Bob and Jeff Show, KFH.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
I watch a lot of, not a lot, but I check in on some bands from back in the day and see if they still have it. And many of them do not.
Name one.
Mr. Big.
Have you seen them?
No, I would go on YouTube and watch their clips. I like look for 2024 clips. Yeah.
They don't sound good?
No, you know their song to be.
Sure.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Sounds awful, but it's what it is. People still want to hear
it,
I guess.
Well, at least they don't lip sync.
Hey.
Well, I mean, a little jab at our friend Don Henley, who I hope isn't. But, you know, at least they're authentic.
This is true.
Max, it is time.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Time to play the game here on the Bob and Jeff Show. KFH Radio, what is the game?
We're going to learn a lot about fast food restaurants today. I'm going to name the restaurant. You're going to tell me first you have to try to guess what decade it opened. You get 5 points if you get 3 points if you name the decade, and then 5 points if you can name the year after you know the decade if you get it dead on.
Whatever.
Right? 3 points to get it within 1 year. 1 point to get it within 2 years.
You don't
years.
Even know the rules.
But then,
do you ever write down the rules?
I'm telling you the rules. But if you miss it by more than 2 years, you lose that many points.
I don't,
of how far off you are.
There's no way this will be accurately.
No, I know. I know what I'm doing. Know exactly what
all
I'm
right,
doing.
Max, you want to go first?
Sure, why not?
I don't even know what he said.
So I'm going to ask you first for the decade. Whether you get the decade right or not, I will tell you the decade. And then from there, you can either guess the year and risk points or not. It's up to you. You ready?
I'm ready.
The restaurant A&W, what decade do you believe that opened?
I got it.
A&W.
Well, you're not. This isn't your turn.
The 50s.
That is incorrect. It happened in the 1920s.
Yeah, I was going to say 20s.
Would you like to guess what year? Or
why don't I get a chance to steal?
You get your own turn. There's no stealing. You can guess what year, or you can not, and you might lose points.
Well, I'm here to go for it.
Exactly.
The roaring 20s, you say. 1925.
You got it within two, so you get 1 point.
Why wouldn't anybody just guess the middle of the decade?
What, if it's 1921, you lose 4 points.
Yeah, but who wouldn't? You got a better chance guessing 25.
Well, then guess 25 if that's your strategy.
Anything from 23 to 27 works.
If that's your if you miss it by more than two, you lose points.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you guess 25, and it opened anywhere from 2023 to 2027.
Fine.
You got it, or 1920, whatever. You know what I'm saying.
Sure, whatever.
This is a flawed game.
Well, then you'll do your strategy how you do it.
Made by a flawed individual.
Arby's is your
Arby's.
Restaurant. Yeah.
What? 60s.
Correct. That's 3 points. Can you get the year dead
65.
On?
65.
You get another 3 points for because you're within a year. So it's 6-1 after one round.
And Max, get used to it, pal.
Max, Burger King.
The 60s.
It is the 1950s.
Burger King?
Would you like to guess the year?
Of course he would. Just guess
sure
55.
I would. 57.
Oh, you lose
dumb
four.
Guess.
You lose four.
Oh, well.
What was it?
53.
See, if you'd guess 55,
he'd have a point.
Oh, this is the simplest game in the world to do well in. Next.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, that's relatively new. I'll say the 90s.
Incorrect. It's the 1960s.
No way.
The first one.
1965.
You lose four.
No, I don't.
1961. Tough for you. You lead 2-3.
Dumbest game ever.
Max,
if you pitch this to a network,
they'd buy it. I'm surprised they haven't.
Out, they'd not only throw you out of the room, they'd throw you out of the building.
I feel like Brett Phillips right now.
And they'd be on the 18th floor.
I feel like Brett Phillips. I show up here throwing 97, and I go to the Yankees. Why is NBC not calling me?
Jeff,
move along.
Jeff,
Max,
I believe
Chipotle.
If Merv was alive, Merv would definitely.
He would have this.
Yes, he would. He's Merv.
I would have a rights deal unlike anything you've ever seen. Chipotle, Max.
2000s.
Incorrect. It's the 90s.
Really?
Yes. It opened in Denver, the first one.
By the way, the Padres get Tanner Scott from Miami.
All right. Good for them.
Go ahead, Max. Pick the year. What Chipotle, what year?
92. Yeah.
What decade?
93, you get 3 points. So you're up to zero. It's 2-0.
Didn't McDonald's finance them to go national?
Yeah, something like that.
Cares?
They were partners.
Let's get through the game.
Bob, what do you mean?
What is it?
Dairy Queen.
Oh, Dairy Queen.
That's not fair. He worked there.
That's right, exactly.
Well, does he know anything about its history?
I'd
guess
say
not.
The 30s.
It's incorrect. It's the 1940s. Would you like to take a guess at what year?
1935.
It's the 40s. Would you like
1945.
You lose five.
It's no, I don't.
1940.
Well, that's not the 40s.
In Minnesota, they opened.
That's the end of the 30s.
Well, I know then you lose 15
Minnesota
points.
Franchise. They started in Minnesota.
It is now Max leading 0 to -3.
All right.
Max, Domino's Pizza. Now lovingly known as Domino's.
Yes. That guy's not there else.
Today, Max.
60s.
That is correct.
Oh,
you get
no.
3 points. Would you like to guess the year?
1967.
You lose seven there. So
summer
you're down to negative.
Summer of
you're
love,
down to -4. It's 19.
How do you lose seven? That's the dumbest.
He guessed 1967, and it was 1960. That's how. Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts came around in the 70s.
Incorrect. It's the 1950s. Would you like to
1955.
Guess? 1955. You lose five.
No, Dunks. Quit.
1950.
I hate this, Max. Hear me out. This is the stupidest game I've ever heard.
Well,
it is now Max leading -4 to -8. judges will have to decide whether you can win this game with negative points. But Max, you're up, and the restaurant is Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, the Colonel.
We like to call it KFC these days.
The 40s.
Incorrect. It was the 1930s. Would you like to take a stab at the year?
Broke. 34.
You lose four. It is 1930.
Everything's on this is a trick game.
Well, you guess what you want to guess.
All right, this is the last one.
No, it is not.
I really don't like this game.
That's not that
well,
bad.
I don't care. All right, Max loves it, and he's been around a negative long time. Eight, as like are that. You. Long John Silver's.
Long John Silver's came along in the 1960s.
That's correct for three. Would you like to guess?
1965.
You lose four. So it's a net of one, negative one. You are now at negative nine. That obviously opened in the year 1969. Max.
Hello.
McDonald's.
Oh, God.
That's the 40s.
So easy.
Yeah, that is correct. Would you like to guess the year?
46.
Yeesh. 1940.
Really?
Max, why don't you guess earlier in the decade?
I don't know.
You lose three overall.
These guesses are killing you.
And you are at now negative 11 to Bob's minus 9.
Last one, last round.
No! I've got two more rounds.
Who was first, by the way?
You were.
I went first.
I've got two more rounds, okay? And I'm going to skip that one and go to that one because I got four good ones left. Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Yes.
1970s.
Correct for three. Would you like to guess the year?
No, I'm not going to go there. I'm trying to win this thing.
Okay, well, you're at negative six. Max, Subway.
I think it's a Family Guy. You'll get to that one eventually, Jeff. Subway. 70s.
It was the 1960s.
Jeez.
You can guess the year. If you get it on the
be
on
careful,
the dot,
Max.
You get 5 points.
You be careful.
I'll go 69.
Oh, you lose nine.
19, everything else starts at the beginning of the decade. What is this?
Exactly. 1960.
You've been killed by that a million times. What's the score?
Negative 20 to negative 6.
Well, I've wrapped it up. There's no mathematical way.
There's not, but let's play the last round out anyway.
Go for it.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Taco smell.
That's been around longer than you would think. The 60s.
That is correct. Can you pull yourself out of the negatives?
1963.
You get 2 points for that, and you end up at negative one. You almost got out of the red. Yeah, the red. Finally, Max, Wendy's.
When did Dave? 60s.
Correct for three. And the year, please.
Well, he doesn't have to do the year.
He doesn't have to, but he's down by 16.
Yeah,
you might.
68.
Yeah, you get 3 points for that, too. Hey. It was 69. So you end up at a respectable minus 14.
Thank you.
That's not respectable. That's terrible.
You didn't even end up in the negative or the positives. I don't think you can
I
count
it
as a winner.
But I win it.
You got to have positives to win.
No, that's not.
That's a rule.
That's not how we're doing.
Ask Merv.
That's not how we're doing this.
Yeah, nobody won Jeopardy Merv. At negative.
Exactly.
All right. There you go. Finish the game. So earlier in the show, we were going through our top 10 athletes of all time, American athletes.
Right.
We settled on Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Simone Biles, Michael Phelps, Babe Ruth.
Did we settle on them? Or were they just guys you wrote
down? We talked about it.
The first three we had were settled. The question is,
what about Jesse Owens?
I don't know. See, the greatest, I would put Usain Bolt over him.
Not American.
He's not? Okay.
Maybe the worst, dumbest thing you've ever said on a show.
Well, then let's go. Who's the best tennis player ever? Not an American. Pete Sampras would be the best American male tennis player. Serena Williams would be the best.
Serena would get a little of a run. LeBron?
He's probably up there.
Why all the hate on LeBron? Did you see him in the game against Serbia the other day?
I watched the second half of that ball game.
He's the best player on the floor at 39. I know Durant scores and he's unbelievable, but this guy, LeBron,
I know,
running around like he never loses. I've never seen anything like him.
I'm with you. I'm not going to disagree, and he's obviously playing with a lot of pride and passion, wants to do well for his country.
Why do people not like him?
Because he's a little bit of a drama king in a way.
That's all right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, who isn't these days? Put a camera in front of somebody, they all...
Or put a microphone in somebody's hands. You've proven this time and time again.
I'm not... You think I'm a drama?
You're out for all you can get.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
Right.
And I've gotten a lot, so must have been working out.
Me, on the other hand, I'm just happy to be here.
Very, really slumming it. Yeah, we've noticed. Might be time to either step up your game or think about a succession plan like Frank Leo.
Really?
Maybe.
I wonder if somebody will come to me when it becomes obvious. Because it's not obvious yet.
Not yet. I mean, to those who know you, the slippage is clear.
Those who know me would say, man, this guy, is he ever going to lose a step? Are we ever going to see any kind of a sign of deterioration?
I don't know.
Just today we were at League 42 and we were talking about putting some interns in our education program and what we were going to pay them and how many hours. And I said, well, it's 12 hours a week for 12 weeks. That's 144 hours. And then 12 hours a week. Yeah. Oh. 12 hours a week.
I was thinking $12 a week.
For 12 weeks.
Okay.
So that's 144 hours. And then I figured out, it's a calculator.
So you did 12 times 12, which is like the first times table anyone ever learns. So good job.
But then what we were going to pay him, I had all
that.
What
are we going to pay him?
Well, you don't need to worry about it.
Should I apply?
You interested?
Maybe.
Well, maybe you should do that instead of this. I mean, maybe you'll find something that you succeed at.
I've been looking for a long time. If it hasn't happened yet, it probably won't.
I wish the Cardinals would make something happen. The Padres just sent three of their top five prospects to Miami for Tanner Scott and another player. But those prospects don't have very good records or numbers in the minor leagues for the Padres. So how you evaluate prospects nowadays is, do they throw hard? Do they have good launch angle? And are they fast?
You forgot the shape of their pitches.
Right. I don't like it.
Stuff plus. You got to look at that.
You can have all the stuff in the world, but if you can't throw it where you want to, it doesn't matter.
I understand that. And Robbie Snelling, who was apparently the headliner, number two prospect for San Diego, well, their system must be the worst ever. And how they continue to fleece these teams by giving away prospects. Do we know of a lot of San Diego prospects who have become stars
Abrams is going to be.
Okay, so there you go.
And James Wood is going to be.
Okay, so there you go. Traded for Juan Soto, who might be the best player on the planet.
Well, you ask.
I know, and I was just thinking out loud. I wasn't saying there wasn't.
Just, well, but you were implying that there wasn't.
Not necessarily.
necessarily.
Off the top of my head, I didn't go straight to C.J. Abrams, who I should have gone to.
So you know what I did Sunday? I cooked up a pound of hamburger.
Oh, this is this always ends well.
I made pasta, and we're having it. And then at the same time, I cooked up my Vienna sausage casserole.
Ugh.
And I can't, my mouth's watering thinking of it.
So what's in this pasta? Did you at least throw some?
Some pasta, some meat sauce, some hamburger.
That's so, you made sort of spaghetti.
It's great. It's really good. I've got this little recipe I use.
That's good. I'll make you something better.
Some of these spices I use are just in.
Like what?
The starts with a C. Can't think of it.
Cumin?
No, I don't use that.
Why?
I don't like it.
Okay.
But anyway.
I'm not a cumin guy either.
That lasts us 3 or 4 days.
Well, sounds fantastic. And it's easy to make and it's cheap.
It is easy to make and it's pretty cheap. And
that's what I'm saying.
And we enjoy it.
Well, enjoy it. Vienna sausage you can probably lose, but other than that, yeah, keep it.
No, we like the Vienna sausage.
We?
Debbie loves it.
Are you sure?
Yes, ask her.
She's not just saying that to appease you.
She would never do that.
She wouldn't?
No.
What has she recently said?
She's very picky when it comes to eating.
Okay.
So if she didn't want it, she wouldn't touch it.
All right. Well, canned Vienna sausage does not scream picky to me, but...
Why are you knocking my wife now?
Maybe to some others it would.
You know what?
What?
I'm going to start stepping up for my wife.
You should.
Anybody who says anything that I even think could be derogatory, I'm going to punch them in the mouth.
You want to take a shot at my wife while we're here?
No, why would I?
If you want to, go for it.
No, why would you ask me that?
No, just,
I like Shannon.
Well, we all do, but if you want to get even, that's the way to do it.
Now, your daughter...
You don't like her that much?
Well, that got you.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Not really.
Heading off to K-State very soon.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
We need to take her to dinner before that all happens. Because I'm not... How many times do you think she'll come home?
Regularly. I don't know.
Every other week?
No.
You're not that often?
I was just thinking holidays.
Really?
Does she need to come home every other week?
I bet she will for a while.
Want her to do what she needs to do in Manhattan and get to know people and
survey the area. The kid will do great, but she's going to keep these home ties burning. Thanks for listening, everyone. We are not here tomorrow. The Royals play. We'll be back Thursday. See you then.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.